this thing about 18 years ago, and he's been working down on the Gulf on a wonderful sailing ship. I've never seen him look better in my life, and he's here, and it would be, well, he's never had a calendar, say. So even though we've invited him for next year, he probably wouldn't know when it was. And somehow he stumbled in here during the festival. So welcome one of the living legends in our music, Rambling Jack Elliott.
Baby,
seam strained.
Being around the showbiz scene just came here to listen to some nice music. I didn't come here to pose for any pictures. There's lots of good looking folks around if you exercise your progress in your
appreciate your cooperating about the photography thing, because it's just a little weirdness that I have left over from my days when I used to drink. Cameras make me paranoid. Thank you. Shoot your boogie called Salt Park, West Virginia. MacNeil, MacNeil, don't steal my automobile. I'll take you to a cafe, buy you a real fine meal. Come in no more. You, MacNeil, don't steal the wheel. I'll buy you anything on a menu. bar. I got to go to South Park, West Virginia. To a cafe and buy you a really fine meal. Hey, that's a room to do some riding. Soon I gotta come to where they're dining. Don't wanna continue cause it's fine. San Francisco, South Park, West Virginia. And that's where my baby lives, and I ain't gonna cry long. Hey, Mac, don't you stop me now. I don't wanna come in no more. MacNeil, MacNeil, don't steal my weed. I'll buy you anything on the moon. Boy, I got to go to Salt Park with you, yeah. Bring out to help us sing a song. Mr. Dave Van Ronk, would you come in here?
Yeah! 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 Yeah!
Yeah! I don't mind seeing your boy, but keep that thing up.
I love your neck.
Woo!
Here. We're gonna do this.
I love your neck,
buddy.
I love your neck.
This is a song about a car that was written by Woody Guthrie.
I wanna go blow the horn.
car. I'd like to dedicate this song to my dearly departed road manager, my dog, Caesar. It's his favorite song. Caesar wasn't trained, but he used to like to come up on stage whenever I would play this tune, because he knew it was a dog song. They're inspired by that. Well, anyway, it goes something like this. When I was a lad, an old ship was a pup. Over hills and mountains we'd stray. Just a boy and a dog, and we're both full of fun. We grew up together that way. I remember the time by the old swimming hole, when I would have drowned beyond doubt. But old Shep was there, and the rescue came. He jumped in and helped pull me out. And the years rolled on by, and old Shep, he grew old. And his eyesight was fast growing dim. One day the doctor looked at him and said, I can't do no more for him, Jim. My hands were trembling, I picked up my gun. And I aimed at his chest, faithful head. I just couldn't do it. I wanted to run. I wish they would shoot me instead. I went to his side and I sat on the ground. Old Shep laid his head on my knee. I stroked the best pal a man ever had. I cried till I scarcely could see. Now old Chevy, he knew he was going to go. Bernie reached down and lifted my hand. He looked up at me just as much as to say, we're parting, but I understand. Now old Sheppy is gone, but the good dog is gone. And no more with old Shep will I roam. The dog. There's a wonderful home. Thank you. No, I don't like that song. Peter and I got a song all worked out called Buffalo Skinners. We rehearsed it 7 years ago, and I'd like to ask you, Peter, if you will, to play it just like you did that night in Hawaii 3 years ago. We went sailing together in an atomic submarine. Only I found out later that Peter met me on a trimaran. He went sailing on a trimaran, I went in the submarine, but we all got together afterwards. We had a wonderful time. I was in the key of G, he was in the key of E, but tonight we're going to do it together.
Same with Peter Rowan, probably.
Yeah.
And Bob Gibson, too.
Yeah.
That's gonna be something.
Well, Peter's singing, I'll tell you a very sad story.
Yeah, I think so. They played a bunch last year, those three together. But I didn't expect this guy.
No.
I was feeling so glad that I didn't have to follow Peter when he was doing that beautiful set. Well, this man has been an inspiration to me more than I can say, Jack Elliott. It's hard to believe that I take it anyway. Thank you, Peter. Did you hear that? These are all my inspiration, guys. And while they're still musicking, I'm working in the rigging. I'm working on the restoration of the three-masted bark. Elisa, built in 1877, the ship of the future, powered by wind. Still weird. Without any future horsing around, no Tennessee studs, no stud pokers. It's a song I worked up from an old record that Woody Guthrie had in his house where he was singing on it, because I couldn't get him to teach it to me one day. It's called The Buffalo Skinners. Why the well-known famous Grover come a-walking up to me, saying, "How do you do, young feller, and how'd you like to go spend one summer pleasant on the range of the Buffalo?" Thank you.
was drove her on a beach. This going out on the Buffalo Road depends upon your pay. But if you pay good wages, transportation to and fro, I think I might go with you on the Trail of Buffalo. Yes, I will pay good wages, transportation too, if you'd agree to work for me until the season's through. But if you do grow homesick, can you try to run away? You'll start to death out on the trail. And also lose your pay. Signed up quite a train, some 10 or 12 a number, some able-bodied man. Now, our trip was a pleasant one as we hit the westward road, until we reached old Boggy Creek. Oh, New Mexico. It was there our pleasures ended and our troubles all begun. A lightning storm hit us and made the cattle run. We got all full of stickers from a cactus that did grow. Outlaws watching her to pick us off. From the hills of Mexico, this verse is dedicated to Rusty Godson. You're all in debt to me. But the cowboys never had heard of such a thing as a bankrupt law. So we left that drover's bone.